Welcome back to Broncos TV Live from New York, presented by Prime Sport. I'm Chris Hall. Thanks so much for joining us. And for as long as it took last week to go by and the Broncos to make the trip out here to the East Coast, this week, frankly, well, it's flown by. And the best news is you can see, lost the coat. It's definitely much warmer than it is the last few nights as we got here as the Broncos finish the last few days of preparation to get ready for Super Bowl 48. One thing you didn't see live on television today were players talking to the press. That part of the week is over. They are now with their families, enjoying the short time they have with them before they take off to what's called the getaway hotel tomorrow. Well, it will be just players and coaches. But tonight, we've got a packed show for you. We have Broncos alumni making their picks for Sunday. Wonder who they're going to take. We also have to finish out our New Jersey biography with this Broncos roster, a look at Knowshon Moreno, who's been so dependable and so important to this offense this year, also from the area. But before we get to all of that, earlier today, tradition before the Super Bowl, the Friday before the Super Bowl, the two head coaches, the opposing team, share a stage after talking about each other for 2 weeks. Seahawks head coach Pete Carroll, Broncos head coach John Fox held their presser earlier today at the Rose Theater in New York. And just like it is every year, it was fun to see.
Both sides have been fairly historic in what they've accomplished. I'm talking about Seattle's defense. I'm talking about our offense.
This game is going to be involving so many different aspects of it. It'll be interesting to see if that is the story. Is it our defense versus their offense? I really don't believe that's what it's going to be. Like John thinks, you know, it's, there's so many aspects of this, so many phases that will contribute.
There always seems to be the unknown guy, all right, that makes a critical play, whether it's in the kicking game. Lord knows where it's going to come from. But my experience has been there's been one of those events.
There is a little bit of an undercurrent, you know, that, you know, offense guys are thinking about it too. I'm sure his defensive guys are thinking about it too. You know, they want to be part of this whole factor. And so there's going to be a lot of guys battling.
I think it's going to be, you know, it'll be a total team effort, at least in my view.
Earlier today at the Rose Theater, not only did Coach Fox and Coach Carroll share the stage, they shared a ride, both taking the boat over with the New Jersey State Patrol from this side of the Hudson to the other, again to the Rose Theater. Again, that Friday tradition, a whole lot of fun, and that officially signifies the last time you will hear from either coach or any of the players officially until after Super Bowl 48. One thing Coach Fox touched on is the fact that you can plan all week talking about how you think what side of the ball could tip the scale and eventually help the Broncos or Seahawks win the game. But sometimes there's a player who steps up and people haven't talked about much during the week that has a major impact, swings the game, those 3, 4, 5 plays that coaches often talk about that lead to the outcome of a game. Either way, it will come from someone on this roster who John Elway has helped put together throughout the last couple of years. Broncos owner Pat Bowlen now averaging a trip to a Super Bowl every 5 years throughout his tenure of ownership. Think about that. We caught up with team president Joe Ellis earlier today and asked him his take not just on this season and how the Broncos got this far, but his experience here in New Jersey.
It's based on where we were at the end of 2011 and then the quick transformation where we brought in Peyton Manning and seeing John's ability and Coach Fox's John's ability to bring in free agents, Coach Fox's ability to and draft good players, I should say, yeah, and Coach Fox's ability to pull the team together and do a very good job of getting his guys to compete hard each and every week. I guess in some ways it's a little bit of a surprise that it's only 3 years, but right, really, you know, given their talents at the top, and that's where it starts, I don't think we should be too surprised.
When there's so much going on, Do you get a chance to be excited this week and really soak it in?
Yeah, not as much as you'd like, you know, but you do reflect back and stop and look out the window at this great city and think about the year that's gone by very quickly, as you point out. You know, there's always something logistically that's happening that you need to be concerned with, and that makes the week go by quickly. But we're all looking forward to the game Sunday, and when we kick off at 6:30 here, that'll be exciting.
Not that far removed from a rough stretch a couple of years ago, and then this year, a challenging season with Coach Fox having to leave for a few games, the injuries. Through everything, we've seen Mr. Bowen at practice. He's doing what he can to bring this team kind of back to this national platform. How happy are you for him this week?
Yeah, you know, 30 years of ownership,
right.
North of 300 wins, right. And now his sixth Super Bowl appearance, going for his third Super Bowl win. Only Robert Kraft, right, of the current owners can, right, match that record. You know, he's just been a steady hand on this franchise. A guy with great instincts, humility, kindness. So I think everybody in the organization is rooting for us, and I think a lot of fans as well, rooting for us to win as much as anything for him. You know, he's made it public that he's taken a step back and let us do our jobs.
Right.
He always let us do our jobs, but even more so now in the public, on the public front, as you know. So for him and his family, it certainly, you know, it would be a great reward if we could come away with a victory on Sunday night.
Yeah, I know he's thrilled. I saw him at practice on Thursday afternoon. He was there on Wednesday, so wants to keep an eye on the team, see what they're doing, how they're getting
and
ready.
And he actually is probably the one person that's taking it all in and,
yeah,
and has seen it all in 30 years.
Right.
And so he has a little bit more time to reflect and enjoy and as I said, take all of this in here. And I think that's the way it should be.
Right.
You know, it's a good time for him, and so I'm happy for him and his family. This is a great week for them.
It is. Good time for them, and good time also for John Elway this week, watching him kind of keep an eye on this team as they get ready. The one thing that stands out to me is he doesn't matter what situation he is, he doesn't ever seem phased. It's incredible. You just drop him in a spot, and he's comfortable, and it shows how he's been able to kind of lead the football side for the Broncos at this point. How much has that helped, do you think, with where we are here and building this team? And
I think it's been probably the major characteristic or factor in his success. And he had that kind of steady leadership,
right,
that calm, collected manner about him when he was a player. Everybody remembers in the fourth quarter, if a game was close or the Broncos were behind, you know, you always knew that John would come out and take care of business. And I think everybody in our organization and in the public eye, all the Bronco fans around Denver and the Rocky Mountain region, as well as throughout the country, understand that you've got really strong, steady leadership at the top in John Elway running our football team. You also have that in head coach John Fox,
sure,
who really very, very experienced and steady head coach as well. So, you know, we're very fortunate, but John's demeanor and the way he goes about his business, I think, does carry off or wear off on everyone. And we've been able to, through some adversity, as you point out, right, this year, stay the course and get here to New York.
Again, that's Joe Ellis here at the team's Hyatt Regency Hotel in Jersey City. He's having a good time and so proud, not just of the people he works with every day, John Elway and Pat Bowlen, but everyone throughout the organization who is making this week possible and comfortable for all of the players. One of those players, Knowshon Moreno. This guy has shown this year he can be the dependable back that Adam Gase and Peyton Manning needed for this offense to not only just run, but to go ahead and make history. Knowshon's having a career year. He understands the kind of quarterback he's playing with, the kind of receivers he's playing with, and knows how important this opportunity is to him and his teammates come Sunday.
While the Broncos' record-setting passing offense got all the attention, running back Knowshon Moreno quietly had the biggest season of his career, rushing for more than 1,000 yards and averaging 4.3 yards per carry. And now he's getting set for the biggest game of his career.
Putting all that work in, and then finally at the end of the day, at the end of the season, being rewarded with the trophy, that's what it's all about. You know what I mean? You don't remember the hard times in training camp. You don't remember whatever happened throughout the week. You remember that moment.
Moreno has come a long way from last season when he was inactive for 8 games.
I still felt, you know, thought in my heart that, you know, I'm still part of this team and I have to help this team out in some way. You know, things happen throughout the game and things happen throughout the season. You know, you make mistakes, things happen, but For me, I just want to get better.
That's exactly what he did. This week, head coach John Fox said Moreno was one of the most improved players on the team.
He's very smart. He's been a professional as far as his preparation. And he's really kind of developed into one of the more dependable guys as far as, you know, assignment detail and those types of things. And you see that in the stats.
Moreno is also one of the most emotional guys on the team, giving him a fiery edge on the field.
Noshawn is a guy that I know really well, and I know how much it means to him every day to go out there. Me and Noshawn talk about it a lot. You can't take for granted these opportunities to play football on Sunday. You never know when it's going to end.
For me, it's never been different. You know what I mean? I'm always an emotional guy. I play with my emotions on my sleeve, and I just go out and try to play as hard as I can.
In Jersey City, I'm Phil Milani, Broncos TV.
Again, Noshawn Moreno having a good time, having a career year, and showing he can be that guy with Peyton Manning back there. Broncos will certainly rely on him Sunday evening. They'll also rely on the guys Peyton's throwing the ball to. Eric Decker, Demaryius Thomas, Julius Thomas, Wes Welker. For practically 2 weeks now, you've heard how are these guys going to match up with Seattle's physical secondary that had a major impact on the NFC Championship game. Greg Caldwell talked to all the players about that this week, and, well, frankly, come Sunday at kickoff, something will have to give.
We've talked about a lot of matchups this week, but let's get to it. Super Bowl 48 pits the number one offense in the NFL, the league's most prolific scoring offense in history, against the number one defense in the league that had an NFL best 28 interceptions in the regular season and brings plenty of physicality.
They're a very aggressive bunch. They don't do a whole lot, but what they do is really good. They're long, they're fast, they've got good ball skills. You know, when you look at them statistically, they were number one in probably five of the most important categories.
On the other side of the ball, the Broncos' offense has had plenty of success as well. In fact, it's the first unit in league history that has five players with 10 or more touchdowns. And it's a group that wants to match Seattle's physicality on Sunday.
That's the challenge for us, is to make sure that, you know, we're physical at the line of scrimmage, that we run good routes, and we execute, you know, whatever play is called.
No, it don't bother me. I like getting hit. That's why I play the game. I'm a big guy. You know, I can take some hits, so it really don't bother me.
One of the biggest problems that physicality can create is timing when receivers are trying to get off the line. But one of Peyton Manning's biggest targets said he's using his hoops background to his advantage.
I can't take for granted the things that I've learned innately from playing basketball. You know, understanding my position relative to everybody else on the court or on the field at the same time. Understanding, you know, how do I make myself available?
And we'll get to see that matchup take place in just 2 days. For Broncos TV, I'm Greg Caldwell.
Yeah, there's a reason why that's being talked about as one of the key matchups to this week. It really will be, and as Fox likes to say, you can line up and play and see what happens. We'll kind of stop talking about it at the end of this show. Broncos TV live from New York, presented by Prime Sport. You just heard from Julius Thomas. Here's some highlights from the tight end. Help get the Broncos here. We got two segments left. We'll be right back.
Hey, Broncos fans. Prime Sport is the official Super Bowl fan travel partner of the Denver Broncos and your worry-free solutions for all Super Bowl travel to New York and game day needs while you are there. Packages available at primesport.com/Denver Broncos can include game tickets, airfare, hotel accommodations, ground transportation, VIP hospitality access, souvenirs, and much more. Make your reservations for official Broncos fan travel to New York today at primesport.com/Denver Broncos.
Go Broncos! Yeah! Miles! Woo! Oh, yeah! I just high-fived a horse! Yeah!
Didn't take much time to put the cheerleaders and Thunder to work. Remember, they got here in New Jersey on Thursday night, getting up bright and early, spending some time with Al Roker and the Today Show crew. I think you got up early. When did you get up today?
How's 4 a.m. sound to you? Does that sound dark and early and cold? Because it was. But worth it. We made it all the way into Rockefeller Center in the Today Show this morning.
That sounds incredibly awful and very cold. 4 a.m. now, joined by Connor McGahee, still awake. Now, remember, Connor's going to eventually buy the rental car he's been using this week because he's put too many miles on it. And he's been
fortunately, that's our executive producer, Mike, so I don't have to worry about that. I just get to use it from time to time.
Mike's going
to
buy your car. And what Connor's been doing is just chasing stories all over the city on everything that's going on around this event that is the Super Bowl. Now, it's Friday. It's the last show of the week, the last day to figure out what color the Empire State Building will remain over the weekend.
Well, it's gone back and forth, and we're finally back to using the hashtag of who's going to win, and it's just going to be who's going to win the game. It's been offense. It's been defense all week. It turned out blue and green last night, but we won't worry about that. As of this moment, it's orange, and we want to keep it that way. So if you're on social media tonight, the hashtag is who's going to win, hashtag Broncos, and even hashtag if you want. But hashtag who's going to win, hashtag Broncos, and that will pick up in the software on the Empire State Building itself and light it up orange. So where it should be, I think overall from what we've been hearing, we'll hear these in predictions a little bit later, Chris, is that the Broncos have this advantage. So if you're talking on social media, hashtag who's going to win, hashtag Broncos. All right, so do that, and it will stay orange tonight, Friday night, 46 hours before Super Bowl 48.
It's really been fun following the Empire State Building, what color we hope it will remain all weekend long.
Stay orange, baby.
Yeah, stay orange. The technology is incredible. I think a big win for Verizon. They're happy with it. Also tonight at Mustang Sally's, a lot of folks in town now on this Friday night wearing orange. You get a chance to all hang out the same place.
Yeah, and just around Madison Square Garden, Mustang Sally's hosted the official Broncos pep rally. Was in there just before showtime tonight, made my way back over from Manhattan. The place was packed. Not exactly the biggest place. There's also Mustang Harry's up the street as well, up 7th Avenue. So if you're around 28th and 7th Avenue, then stop by there. They're going to be open all day tomorrow as well. But it was tonight that the pep rally was held, and at Mustang Sally's and Mustang Harry's, quite the scene. There's a lot of orange walking around New York City from it has been all week, but from now until Sunday, I'm sure it'll increase even more.
Yeah, and you want to see a whole lot of orange at the Charging Bull at One Bowling Green, 11:30 on Saturday, a chance to get one of those giant shots of just nothing but Broncos fans.
Yeah, Broncos fans as well as team employees will all be there 11:30. It's in Lower Manhattan, just outside the New York Stock Exchange. It's the Charging Bull. We all know it. We kind of compare it to the Merrill Lynch logo, but it's the Charging Bull. It's the big bull statue, which is by Bowling Green down in Lower Manhattan. So be there tomorrow, Saturday at 11:30 if you're in New York, New Jersey area.
And even though it's the dead of winter, but it's not feeling as horrible as it's been.
This is balmy outside, by the way.
We're
not freezing cold, which is amazing.
Even though it's the dead of winter, it's warmer than it has been all week. Maybe not the time of year you'd think you'd want to spend a significant time or a weekend or a long weekend on a cruise ship.
Yeah.
But this weekend, you might.
Yeah. The Bud Light Hotel is actually a cruise ship, and it's docked at the Hudson River Pier. So Pier 48, which is up the street on the west side of Manhattan here, and it's actually a cruise ship. The Bud Light Hotel, checking people in, it's a constant party. You walk in, and there's literally free Bud Light being given out. This monstrosity is docked on the Hudson River, and we got to go inside.
Yeah, we're on a cruise ship. This is actually the fifth year of the Bud Light Hotel. We started this 5 years ago, but this is by far the biggest Bud Light Hotel that we've ever had. It's 10 times bigger than anything we've ever done. It's in Bud Light, it's New York City, it's Super Bowl. We knew we had to do something big. So we've got a cruise ship here. We've got 3,000 guests aboard, and then we've got an entertainment complex next door with the Bud Light Amphitheater and a Bud Light Lounge that will be hosting all of our parties. Said we want people to experience Bud Light, and it's more than just a beer. It's all about fun and bringing people together, and the Super Bowl is about getting together with friends and family and having a celebration, and Bud Light really epitomizes that.
Well, it's a party on the water as well as on Manhattan Island, and it's here in New York City. The Bud Light Hotel is always a buzz, and I brought you back a present here, pal. Look at that.
Till Friday, but good piece.
I finally got something right.
Yeah, the Bud Light boat looks like a lot of fun, and Broncos doing so much around the Super Bowl, but it's not just going to end on Sunday. There's another huge sporting event coming up in February, the Olympics over in Sochi.
Well, here with the grand poobah of Broncos TV, live from New York, which is where we are, this is Mike Bonner. And Mike Bonner doesn't only direct all this shenanigans. This is our web studio for Broncos TV live from New York, presented by Prime Sports. But he has something to do with the Olympics as well. And Monday, after the Super Bowl, you're on a plane to Sochi, Russia, Mike.
I am. I'm working the women's ice hockey venue in Sochi, and real happy to be there. And hope to be going there after a victorious Broncos game on Sunday. Super Bowl champions is the idea. Really excited about it, but while I'm there, I'm going to do something pretty special.
We've taken this helmet everywhere, right? What's the deal with the helmet in Russia?
So I'm going to be tweeting from Russia. I want to make sure that in Sochi we are united in orange. So I will be tweeting with the handle @BroncosGuySochi and sending back pictures of the Broncos helmet in strategic locations in Russia. I have the 18 jersey here. So that'll also, be tweeted with photos and stuff, and it's going to be great. I'm really looking forward to it, but I have to make sure that we spread some Broncos love, even in Russia.
How about that? You will be doing what exactly in Russia?
I am venue directing the women's ice hockey venue, so everything you see on the video board, if you happen to attend a game in Sochi, I'll be the guy behind it.
Well, how about that? Not only being our executive producer on all this shenanigans, the first ever Broncos TV live from New York, but he's directing things as well in Sochi. Good luck. Be safe.
Thank you. Will do. Appreciate it.
He's on a plane.
Very cool. Again, Broncos staying engaged. Sports all throughout February. Again, what's going on there at the Olympics in Sochi. And when we come back, going to have a look at a real interesting piece, something you went out and got involving number 18, but it's not Peyton Manning.
Yeah. We've been talking all week about our New Jersey connections, and one of the biggest ones is probably the original number 18, Frank Trepuka. He has family here all over the New Jersey area. It's almost a tearjerker, but the origin of 18 and how 18 lives on in New Jersey is coming up. We'll be right back.
Hey, Broncos fans. Prime Sport is the official Super Bowl fan travel partner of the Denver Broncos and your worry-free solutions for all Super Bowl travel to New York and game day needs while you are there. Packages available at primesport.com/Denver Broncos can include game tickets, airfare, hotel accommodations, ground transportation, VIP hospitality access, souvenirs, and much more. Make your reservations for official Broncos fan travel to New York today at primesport.com/Denver Broncos.
I'm Mayor Michael Hancock, and you're watching Broncos TV.
It's good block of Virgil Green's down the sideline, inside the five. He's got a touchdown.
They hand it off to Moreno, running right side. Moreno gets a good block from Virgil Green's. Moreno inside the 10. He leaps to the goal line. Did he step out? Nope. Touchdown, Denver. Hand off to Moreno. Moreno plows into the end zone. Denver touchdown. Running hard, no shot at the goal line, and he's got a Denver touchdown. Powerful run by Noshon Moreno. Top of the defender, keeps his feet. He's inside the 20. Peyton throws wide open. This is going to be Noshon Moreno to the end zone and touchdown, Denver. Noshon was not going to be denied. Manny hands to Moreno. Moreno to the end zone. Touchdown, Denver. Moreno with a huge run out of the 40. Noshon Moreno makes a nice cut. He's at the 30. 25-20. Here we go. He's out of the 15. Hurdles the Cowboy. Hand up to Noshon, right guard. Noshon running behind Manny Ramirez. And into the end zone, Denver touchdown.
Some highlights there of Noshon Moreno. We already heard about how he's helped this team on the field, and wondering how far back he developed that hurdle when he's jumping over players, making the highlight reel. You've seen it for the Broncos. You've seen it back when he played, I'm sure, at Georgia. But you know he was doing this back in high school. As I said earlier in the show, all week long we've had almost a biography series on how many players have all these New Jersey ties, fitting where the Broncos are playing the Super Bowl at MetLife here in New Jersey. We caught up with Noshon Moreno's old high school coach and really kind of saw where all this started for Noshon, determining how he was going to take on running the football and how far he's gotten.
And my first impression was, wow, I mean, here's a kid who looks the part, you know, and then you go and watch him play, and he certainly was the part. He understood that, you know, I was in a role of responsibility, you know, head football coach, whatever. And he was an athlete who was looking for the opportunity to grow. And, you know, it starts from the ground up. You know, once we got to know each other and the more comfortable we got with one another, the more you could get out of him.
Can you talk about Coach Antonucci and what he's meant for your life?
Oh, great, great guy. You know what I mean? Great person. He's always been there for me. He's like a father figure to me and just a part of the family. You know, same thing with Coach Clifton. Her and her husband and, you know, their kids, you know, it's like family.
You know, so many people can use things that have happened in their lives and make it an excuse. You know, and he has, you know, transformed himself, and anything that he does, he takes full accountability for, and he truly tries to make himself better.
You know, it's been a great journey. You know, I mean, we had some highs, had some lows, but always made the best of any opportunity we had. And, you know, getting there to Middletown South and meeting those great people and them teaching me the game and just kind of being there for me at all times definitely means a lot.
You know, I know from the time I met him, he's been probably one of the most special people I've ever had in my life other than my own family.
It's Noshon Moreno with those New Jersey ties, and we've got more. Another New Jersey native who had 18 before Peyton Manning did, Frank Chipuka, Ring of Famer from the area. Started the 18 tradition with the Broncos. Peyton Manning has it going now, of course. And you'll remember when Broncos signed Manning, he reached out to the family and asked if he could wear the number 18. Not only did they happily say yes, they did it without hesitation.
That football palace is MetLife Stadium, and it's in East Rutherford, New Jersey, the Meadowlands, New Jersey, the home state of the original number 18, Frank Chipuka. He's been on the Broncos Ring of Fame. He was a star at Notre Dame, but he was even a bigger name when he played for the Denver Broncos in the early 1960s. His family's still here in the New York, New Jersey area. We talked to his son, TK, and his widow, Randy. When Peyton came to Denver, how exactly did it happen with your dad and allowing Peyton to wear the number 18?
Well, what had happened was I was sitting at home, believe it or not, watching a NIT basketball game, and Patrick Smythe from the Broncos had called me. We got to talk, and I said, it's obvious you're calling about the number. I said, your best bet is let's try to get Peyton together. He says, I'll do you one better. I'll have Peyton call you. And 5 minutes later, Peyton called, and we talked, and we set a meeting up for the next day to get my father on the phone.
So the boys explained to him, his sons, what
they wanted from him. So he got on the phone with Peyton, and he said, you know, he was glad to meet him, and he's been watching him. He watches the Broncos all the time. And Peyton said, well, I know the Broncos have asked you if I could use your name, but I feel I have to ask. He's a wonderful gentleman. I feel like I have to ask. He said, would you let me? He said, I would be so thrilled to see number 18. I think it's wonderful.
And it was just a coincidental that the Broncos were here in September, and we met Peyton at that time. It was happened to be a couple days after my dad passed, and the last thing I told him, I said, I hope I see you back here in February.
Number 18 is going to be out there doing a hell of a job.
Has Peyton done the number 18 proud in orange and blue?
Oh, my God. Beyond all expectations. I actually sent him a text last week after the AFC Championship game, just congratulating him and telling him that my dad would be absolutely thrilled with the results.
Well, on this February 2nd, 2014, is Frank shining down on MetLife Stadium on the Denver Broncos?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We'll go there that morning. We'll tell him that we're going to watch the Super Bowl as a family, and I think he'll know.
We want to thank the Trepuka family for allowing Broncos TV to tell that story. Number 18, living on. Indeed, you'll remember Frank passed away before the 2013 season. Again, thank you to the Trepukas. Now, all week long, I'm sure you've been hearing how people think this game will end. Predictions, very popular part of Thursday and Friday, once everyone's sick and tired of breaking down the game and talking about matchups. Now, who knows this team better than former players? The Broncos, we caught up with several of them all week long and asked them who they think is going to win on Sunday.
How do you see this game going Sunday?
Well, obviously I'm biased, but I'm also an eternal optimist. I think the Broncos are the better team. I know there's so many people relying on the stats, number one offense versus number one defense. Number one defense has more often prevailed than the number one offense. But I don't think this number one defense has seen an offense like this. So I expect good things out of the Broncos, and I expect them to bring home a win.
Denver 100, Seattle nothing is my official prediction. No, I honestly, as long as it's not really gusty, nasty wind, and as long as it's not like sleet rain sideways, I think the Denver Broncos are a better football team. And I think you'll see that. And I predicted them to win this game 31-17 was my official prediction. So we'll see if that holds true. I'd be happy with a one-point victory, though.
Broncos win by 14. You know, I think that if the Broncos were playing the best defense in the history of the NFL, maybe the 1985 Chicago Bears, I think this Bronco team still scores 34 points. And looking at what the Seattle Seahawks have done, I don't think the Seahawks can score as many points as the Broncos on Sunday.
You know what? I think ultimately the Broncos have too much offense, and I think the story of the game may very well be how the Broncos defense plays. At the end of the game, I think people will say, man, they really played well today. So I think the Broncos will win this game 27-17.
So you just gave a prediction live on national television with the other mayor. What was that prediction?
38-17. Denver wins it.
All right. How about that? Mayor Michael Hancock, thanks very much.
You bet.
And I'll look in there and say, go Broncos.
Go Broncos.
Well, I guess it should come as to no surprise that everyone in the piece picked the Broncos, even the mayor. Mayor Hancock, who has been not shy about showing how supportive he is of this team. Now, that's going to do it for all of us here at Broncos TV. Really want to thank you for joining us this week. Want to start with all the people who put in literally hundreds of hours all week long to not only create this show, but deliver this show. Mike Bonner, Jeremy Wecker, Jeff Meyer, Connor McGahee, Pat Jordan, Nick Young, and of course, Phil Milani and Gray Caldwell. I'm Chris Hall. We appreciate you spending this week with us. And we know that for a lot of people, Broncos can feel like family. Well, on Sunday, as you prepare to watch the game, think about, as you're watching, what the Broncos could mean to you. We'll leave you with this piece. Thanks so much for joining, everyone, and enjoy Super Bowl 48.
But just felt like every time we put that jersey on, it signified winning and being a part of an organization that was first class.
It's a defining team for the community. The fans are much more passionate here than a lot of other places.
I was blessed to get to wear orange and blue for 14 years.
You know, every Sunday putting that jersey on, you really had to bring your A game. You had to represent that jersey.
The Broncos are family. And we look out for each other, we fight for each other, we cry with each other, and we celebrate with each other.
Playing for the Broncos, putting on the uniform, going out there, seeing the loyalty of the Bronco fans.
The Broncos are my family, the best team, with the best fans in the National Football League.